Praise the Lord and good morning, people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 23. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. What a wonderful promise of the Word of God. And these are the very words of Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, it is wonderful to have experienced God's gift of love in days past. But the real challenge of victorious Christian living is knowing God in a new and fresh way each day. This is what gives our lives zest and zeal and enables us to face any new challenge. But this daily learning about our Savior is more than merely pursuing theological knowledge. Biblical knowledge must always be joined with a loving relationship with Christ, since knowledge in itself can easily develop into a false spiritual pride. For many of us, our greatest need is simply to be reminded of what we already know and to translate our knowledge into loving action. Our love for God is not really genuine until we have learned to share it with others. There are numerous laws on the statute books of the nations, of democratic nations, that attempt to teach us to be better people. The Christian, however, is also governed by two other basic commands. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself, Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 39 reminds us of that. And even beyond this, we are to treat one another with the same tender spirit that we have experienced from our Lord, as mentioned in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. So my dear brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord is calling us to be. And we can ask the question, what have I learned about God during the past few days? Also, what new insights do I wish to learn this day? It's a good question to ask ourselves this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, O God, because you are an awesome God, good God, great God, mighty God, a God who never fails, a God who never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. Father God, we are grateful to you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We are grateful to you for the love that you have shed abroad our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit, that today, O Lord, our hearts are filled with agape love. Today, our bowels are filled with compassion and our minds have got the mind of Christ. Abba, Father, we are so, so grateful to you because you never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, O Lord God Almighty, I pray that you'll give us the grace one more day, one more time, that you'll continue to display the magnificence of Yeshua through our lives and our lifestyle. O Lord God Almighty, that people will know and see and know that we are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, this morning I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. I pray you will take away every pain from their midst. I rebuke every manner, O Father God, of evil that tries to afflict them in any way. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Father God, I also pray that, Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are sick in our midst, Lord, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, into their mind, O Father. And I pray, the Lord, that by your wounds and by your stripes, as your word tells us, we were healed and made whole. I pray that, Lord, your healing virtue will flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that, Lord God Almighty, they will enjoy good health and strength today and forever for the glory of your name, O Master. Lord, we thank you, we love you, we worship you, give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. God be with you, and bye for now.